Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our GLAM panel. Before we start, I just have two announcements to make. First of all, please extensively make use of our Etherpad to take notes. And the second one is directed at our audience at home or wherever you are. If you have any questions, you can also write them into the Etherpad and our room angels will keep track of them. So we decided that for this year's panel, after seeing all the contributions that were made, we would focus on the role of Wikidata within data ecosystems that go beyond the actual Wikimedia projects, which is also absolutely in line with the new Wikimedia Foundation strategy. And we have today four panelists, three plus one. So I would like to ask you on stage so I can introduce you. So we have Susanna Onas. She's a longtime free knowledge activist involved in many wiki projects. And she will be reporting today on a project in cooperation with the Finnish National Library. Then we have, next to me, Mike Dickison, who will be second in this order. He is a museum curator from New Zealand, a zoologist, and a Wikipedia editor. And he was New Zealand's first Wikipedian at large in 2018 and 2019, and he will tell us about his experience in that role and what kind of role Wikidata started to play in that context. Then we have Joachim Neubert from the Leibniz Information Center for Economics in Kiel and Hamburg. He has been working on making the largest public press archives worldwide more accessible to the public, and he's using Wikidata to do that. And then I will go last. My name is Beat Estermann. I work for Bern University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland, and I've been a long time promoter of OpenGLAM in Switzerland and elsewhere, and I will today report about my activities in connection with a mandate from the Canadian Arts Presenting Association focusing on performing arts, not primarily on Wikidata, but you will see Wikidata is starting to play a role there as well. So now most of us will take our seat here and I will give the floor to Susanna.
Okay. So hello, my name is Susanna Onas and I work part-time for Wikimedia Finland as a GLAM coordinator, and I also do consulting in the open knowledge sphere. And this falls maybe rather to the latter. So I have been involved in the workings of a geographic data group I looked it up, what it is in English, but Cultural Heritage Initiative of the Finnish government. So this is about place names and how they are represented in different repositories in the GLAM sector in Finland, and how they are trying to pull together these different sources and how they are informed by modeling in Wikidata and elsewhere. So here we see the three main sources for this YSO places, which is part of the national ontology, general ontology. AHA is for Finnish archives, Melinda is for Finnish libraries, and Kokos is for Finnish museums. So there are three also content management systems that come together in this YSO places. And there are exchanges between Wikidata already taking place, as well as the names project for the National Land Survey. And then there's a third project, the Finnish Names Archive, which also which doesn't yet contribute to this, but there are plans for that. So the, one of the key modeling issues in this whole problem area is that there are three types of elements in place names represented in these projects. One of them is the place, the one that has location, and one of them is the place name, the toponym, for example. And then there are sources, which are documents from which these both can be derived from or like backed up with. The YSO places, here you, on the top right, you will see the same diagram again, that focuses mainly on the places. And the maintainer of this, this is the Finnish National Library and the Finto project. There are now 7,000, or more than 7,000 places in Finnish and Swedish, and over 3,000 in English, and they are CC0 wave, license wave. So here you can see the service of Finto and a place. This I chose the Sevettijärvi. It is now also related to our language project with a Skoltsami. This is a place in the very north of Finland, inhabited by Skoltsami. So here you can see the place which belongs to the, well, you will see the data about this place. You can see that it is connected to Wikidata as well as this national land survey data. Here we go. And you will see this in more detail here. And it is also hierarchically arranged inside this repository, so that the actual place is not seen, but it is underneath this municipality, as well as then the region and Finland as a country and Nordic countries, the broader region. Here you can see that many of these have been matched with Wikidata previously through mix and match, and there are still remaining ones. But the amount of names is not that high. It's only less than 5,000. So then there is this other repository by the Finnish Geospatial Platform Project, place name cards. These are all the place names that are on Finnish maps. Yeah, and they have linked data, which is a license CC BY 4.0. 800,000 map labels in Finnish, Swedish, and all those three Sami languages that are in Finland. And they have two different types of entities. The other ones are places, and the other ones are place names, toponyms. And they both have persistent URIs. Here's, for example, the same Sevettijärvi in first Finnish, and then all those three Sami languages, as well as the geographic data, and then there is more information about that, like the place type, etc. And here is the card for the place name, the toponym, having its own URI. I'm sorry, it seems that it's not translated into English, this, so multilinguality is not covering the whole project. Okay, so we come to the Finnish Names Archive. This is a project by the Institute for the Languages of Finland. And this represents not the places, not the place names, but they are actually sources for those. So these are 3 million field notes of place names, and it is a wiki-based project. They are in a wiki-base, mainly in Finnish, some in Swedish, an outstanding collection of Sami names, which we are very interested in, and they are licensed CC BY. And that is also a challenge from the Wikidata point of view. But if there was a Finnish local wiki base, we might be able to first work on them in that project. So here's a screenshot of that, showing that there's information about the place and maps and old maps, the maps that the collectors initially used, and the card that they produced of the information they collected. So here's one of those cards broken down into data that is included in them. So then there's this linked data project by the Helsinki Digital Humanities Lab and the Semantic Computing Group of Aalto University, the same, and together with this Institute for the Languages of Finland, the name Sampo. And this is an aggregated research interface to several place name sources. Here you can see that many of the sources are there on the left, and then you can make different kind of visualizations based on this data. And So I've been bringing up this idea of like modeling for local Wikibase that we could do with this data. But we enter these modeling questions. How do we model? There are different ways, different traditions in each of these. So, And the good thing about it is it could also serve minority languages with very little effort. Okay, so here we have the two basic options. The SAPO model, which is the Finnish space-time ontology, and the Wikidata model. Here you can see that Wikidata items tend to, ideally remain the same with changing properties, whereas in the SAPO model, these items become new when there is a change, such as area change or name change. So here, come back to this division between these two, three different dimensions of places, place names. So, should we make these place names into entities or properties? Wikidata uses properties, whereas this land survey project has entities. Or should we make them into lexemes? Wikidata has chosen to work with properties for, and like textual properties for place names over lexemes. Oh, sorry, the other way around. So the names are properties, not lexemes. Right. And the shortcoming of the Wikibase is the lack of geographical shapes inside that, or like in the setup, basic setup of it. So one would have to add more technology into the stack to be able to use local geographic shapes. And the federation is really needed to be able to take advantage of the Wikidata data corpus. So I think I'm done already. Thank you.
Okay. Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome, everyone. My name is Mike Dickerson, and for a year I was New Zealand Wikipedian at large. You might wonder what a Wikipedian at large is, because if you actually look at it for it, there is no such thing, as we can see. It's a term that I made up in the grant proposal, which the foundation seemed to like very much. And so we ran with it. So for a year, I went through 35 different institutions, residents in most of them, running training sessions, organizing public events, and trying to develop a Wikimedia strategy for each one. It was a very interesting experience, and you encounter a wide range of different projects and people, and I wanted to try and talk through some of the different projects that dealt with Wikidata in interesting or perhaps illuminating ways that might be useful for folks to discuss. The project was initially a Wikipedia project by the name, simply because that was what people were familiar with. And so we organized multiple different events, very traditional editathons, gender gap work and so forth. And a bunch of successful, oh, there's Siobhan there, and a bunch of very successful new editors recruited and so forth. We did bulk uploads into Commons. In this case, there were a collection of over 1,000 original artworks by an entomological illustrator, Des Helmore, which had been sitting on a hard drive at Landcare Research for 10 years and we were able to get clearance to release those all under a CC BY license. So, you know, easy wins to show to people there. Everyone can understand lots of pictures of beetles. Everyone can understand a workshop devoted to fixing the gender gap. But Wikidata is a much more difficult sell to people in the GLAM sector or anyone outside of our particular movement. So I began to realise that Wikidata was going to be a more and more important part of the Wikipedian at large project. So as we went through, it became a larger and larger component of what I was doing. And I began to try and teach myself more about Wikidata as well, because I was beginning to see how important it was. So here's one project. The kakapo is a native New Zealand flightless parrot. We worked with the Department of Conservation, whose job is to save this species from extinction, and pitched the idea, what if we put every single kakapo into Wikidata? And that may seem ridiculous, but it's actually a perfectly doable project. There are a few of them are in there already. A key thing to note is there are not many kakapo, so it's a manageable task. There are 148 when I started, and then one died. And they've just had a great breeding season and up to 213. This is great. This is the most kakapo there have been for over 50 years. So it's this was also a big deal. This is on the news every day in New Zealand. Each new one that was born.
Made the New York Times.
Did it? Oh, lovely. Yeah, this was national news. So everyone loves these birds. But something interesting about them is because, unlike species that are more populous, every single kakapo is named, has a unique name and a unique ID number, and often has good biographical data about where and when they were born, hatched, who their father and mother was, when they died, if they died. So there is, in fact, a Department of Conservation database of all of this information. And one of the most famous kakapo, of course, is Sirocco, who you can see is named after a wind, was born there. Sirocco has a Twitter account, which Wikidata has some problems with, because apparently birds can't have Twitter accounts. I don't know about that. Is even featured on an album cover and so forth. So there are multiple properties of this, probably the most famous individual kakapo. So I pitched to Department of Conservation, why don't we try and do this with every single one? And so they had to think about how much of the biographical data could be made public, and they came up with a shortlist. And now we've got, I think, 210, I think a couple died, living kakapo, that all candidates now, and they only get a name when they fledge. They have a code number until that, while they're still babies. So when we've got the full fresh crop, we're going to create a complete Wikidata. The entire species will be in Wikidata. But we need to come up with a property for doc ID. I actually would like to chat with folks about that. Should we be using a very specific ID, or should we be coming up with an ID that would work for all individual birds or plants or animals that have been tagged in any scientific research project? It's a good question. Second project with Christchurch Art Gallery. There are very few paintings of Colin McCarr, New Zealand's most famous artist, in existence. This is a drawing he did for the New Zealand School Journal, which was government funded at the time, so it's actually in Archives New Zealand, who own the copyright for it. This is a very unusual situation. So I worked with Christchurch Art Gallery, who, along with Auckland Art Gallery, maintain a site called Fine New Zealand Artists, the job of which is to keep track of the holdings, every institution that has holdings of a New Zealand artist. So about 18,000 different artists in their database, most with very little information at all. So we did a standard sort of mix and match. We did an export of the ones that had at least a birth date or a death date, or a place of birth, or a place of death. So that's not restricting it very much. And even then, we were not able to match quite a few. But so we've got about 1,500 now that's matched to known artists in Wikidata, which is nice. But what was appealing to them is that this is their website, which really just maintains the holdings links there. But there's biographical data, which they create by hand currently for every single artist. And the act of exporting and putting into mix and match exposed numerous typos and mistakes and such like that they hadn't noticed. And it's only when you start running things through Excel that these things show up. And the value of Wikidata was suddenly conveyed to them when I said, you know, you could just suck in all that information from Wikidata. And that made them sit up straight. So this, I think, is one of the selling points, is that when you have this carefully hand-curated website with 18,000 entries full of mistakes and tell them there's another way that they could get other people to do some of this fact-checking and correction for them, that's when it sinks home. And they were now pitching the idea that they Wikidatify this entire history book of New Zealand artists in Christchurch in the 30s and run through, just published, and run through every single person, connection, place, exhibition and so forth as a manageable sized project, and they're very excited by this. And thirdly, I wanted to show you Māori subject headings. A waka is a Māori name for a particular kind of canoe, a war canoe. So in the National Library of New Zealand, there's a listing for waka because the National Library actually has its own dictionary of Māori subject headings in the Māori language. So there it defines waka and in Māori and English. But it also has a whole lot of narrower terms you can see down the side there. A typical one would be taurapa, and the definition first in Māori and then in English, it's the carved sternpost that you can see there. In the English you would say sternpost, but you can't use the word sternpost for taurapa because taurapa only works for particular kinds of war canoes. So there is no English word equivalent for that. And I suddenly realised that here is an entire ontology of cultural specific terms that have been very carefully worked out and verified by the National Library with Māori, constantly being added to and improved, with definitions, with descriptions in both English and Māori. Really exciting. I suddenly thought we could put this whole lot into Wikidata, Māori first, and then translate it into English as required. Be a nice change, wouldn't it? And here's the copyright licensing. Unfortunately, non-commercial, no derivatives. So now I have to start the conversation with them about why did they pick that license? And possibly because they only got buy-in from Māori who agreed to sit down and vet all this stuff if there was a guarantee that none of this information could be used for commercial purposes. So that's one of the frustrating aspects of the talk, of the task, is coming up against these sorts of restrictions. So those are the three things I wanted to put out in front of sparking discussion. Putting an entire species into Wikidata, what it takes to actually change an art gallery's curator's mind about the value of Wikidata, and what do we do when we would see a complete ontology in another language that unfortunately has been slapped with a restrictive Creative Commons license. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Joachim Neubert. I'm working for the ZBW Leibniz Information Center for Economics in Hamburg as a scientific software developer. And one of my tasks in the last year was preparing a data donation to Wikidata, and I want to give some report on this on our first experiences from donating metadata from the 20th Century Press Archive. To our best knowledge, this is the largest public press archive in the world. It has been collected between 1908 and 2005 and has been got from more than 1,500 newspapers and periodicals from Germany and also internationally. And it had covered everything which could be of interest for the Hamburg business people who wanted to expand over the world. As you can see, this material has been clipped from newspapers and put onto paper and then collected in folders like here you see a small corner of the person's archive, and similarly information has been collected on companies, on general topics, on wares, on everybody, what on everything which could be interesting. These folders has been scanned up to roughly 1949 by a DFG-funded project in 2004 to 2007, and the result are up to now 25,000 thematic dossiers of this time. These contain about 2 million or more than 2 million pages, and these are online on a, with the application developed at that time by ZBW, which now looks a bit outdated, not so fancy, and what's more of a problem, it's an application which is built architecturally on Oracle. It was built on it's built on Cold Fusion. It runs on Windows servers, so it's not very sustainable in the long term. And we have discussed, should we migrate this to a more fancy linked data application, or should we take a radical step and put all this data in the open? We have assigned a CC0 license to that data and are currently moving the main access layer, the main discovery layer, and the primary access layer to the open linked data web, where it factually makes most sense to put the metadata into Wikidata and to make sure that all folders of the collections are linked to Wikidata, so they are findable, and that all metadata about these folders is also transferred to Wikidata. So it can be used there, and it could be can be enriched there, possibly corrections can be made to that data. What is still maintained by ZBW is, of course, the storage of the images, which are we can't put on in any way, or we can't give a license on that, because this is owned by the original creators. But we make sure that they are accessible by some, again, metadata files in for DFG viewer or in the future by IIIF manifests. And we will prepare some static landing pages which will serve as a data point of reference for Wikidata, as well as still making available data which doesn't fit well into Wikidata. For this migration and data donation to Wikidata, we set up a custom infrastructure of a Sparkle endpoint with that data, and we basically used federated queries between that endpoint and the Wikidata query service to create according statements through either concatenated in Sparkle queries themselves or transformed via a script, which also generated references for the statements, and then put it into quick statements. All the code we used there is online. So this is what we get. It's not only simple things like birth dates, but also complex statements about already existing items, like this person was a supervisory board member of said company and during a period of time, and referenced for use in scientific context. The first part of this data donation has been finished. The person's archive is completely linked to Wikidata, and this also adds information to a lot of items which has been before not had any external references. And we had about more than 6,000 statements which are now sourced in the Press Archives metadata. Well, this was a mostly easy part because persons are easily identifiable in Wikidata. More than 90% were already existed there, so we could link to that. We created some 100 items for these, for the ones which were missing. But now we are working on the rest of the archive, particularly on the topics archive, which means mapping a historic system for the organization of knowledge about rather the whole world, materialized as newspaper clippings, to Wikidata. To give you a basic idea, the countries and topics archive is organized by a hierarchy of countries and other geographic entities, which is translated to English, which makes it more easy, and German deeply nested classification of topics. And this combination defines one folder. So what we now want to do is to map this as a structure to Wikidata and to bring the data in. And I want to invite you to join this really nice challenge in terms of knowledge organization. There's a Wiki project where this work is tracked, and you can follow this or participate in this. And yes, thank you very much.
So we're taking performing arts to Wikidata. We're taking performing arts to the linked open data cloud by building a linked open data ecosystem for the performing arts. And the question I'm trying to answer, and I hope you will kind of help me answering the question, is which place for Wikidata and all that. But let me first start with my experiences, which I made this year, in the first half of the year, when I had the pleasure to work with CAPACOA, which is the Canadian Arts Presenting Association, which actually launched a project called Linked Digital Future Initiative to actually get the entire art sector in Canada to embrace linked open data. And they did that based on the observation that over the past 5 years, an immensely important topic within performing arts was the fact that metadata was not around in sufficient quality and not interlinked, not interoperable. And that's also why some of the performances, some of the events are not so well findable by Google and by personal computer-based assistants and so on. So the vision we kind of developed together is that we want to have a knowledge base for many stakeholders at once. So we looked at the entire performing arts value network. We identified key stakeholders in there. We looked at the usage scenarios they would like to pursue. And we kind of mapped it to the whole architecture of such a knowledge base or of the different platforms in there, which obviously is a distributed architecture and not one big monolith. I'm just going to run through that quite quickly because we have 10 minutes each, I think we'll have plenty of time tonight or tomorrow to deepen that if anybody's interested in the details. So we started from that Performing Arts Value Network, which interestingly was just published last year, so we're lucky to be able to build on previous work. Like, you have the primary value chain of the performing arts in the middle and various stakeholders around that. All in all, we identified 20 stakeholder groups, which then we kind of boiled down into 7 larger categories. For each of the stakeholder groups, we kind of formulated what kind of needs they would have in terms of such an infrastructure, and what would they be able to achieve if the whole thing was interlinked and the data was actually publicly accessible. So you can see the types here, the different types is production, then presentation and promotion, coverage and reuse, live audiences, online consumption, heritage, research and education. And after kind of setting up a big table, of which you can see just the first part here, we kind of compared or had a look at which type of data were actually used across the board by all different groups of stakeholders. And there's quite a large basis of data that is common to all of them, and that really is the area where it makes a lot of sense to actually cooperate and to keep that, to maintain the data together. So when talking about the platform architecture, you can see that we have like 4 layers here. At the bottom displayed the data layer. Of course, Wikidata plays a part in it, but also a lot of other databases, distributed databases that are that kind of expose data through Sparkle endpoints. In the yellow part in the middle, that's the semantic layer. It's our common language to describe our things, to make statements about things around the performing arts, the ontology. Then we have an application layer that consists of various modules, for example, for data analysis, for data extraction. So how do you actually get non-structured data into structured data? How can we support that by tools? Then obviously also visualization of data. As soon as you have large quantities of data, you want to visualize it in some way. And on the top, you have the presentation layer. That's what the ordinary people are actually interacting with on a daily basis. It's search engines, it's encyclopedias, cultural agendas, and a variety of other services. We're not starting from scratch. Some work has already been done in this area. I'm just citing a few examples from projects which I had been involved in. There's some other stuff going on as well. So I started in this area with the Swiss Archives for the Performing Arts, and they're building a Swiss Performing Arts database. We created a Performing Arts ontology that's currently being implemented into RDF. And they already have a database of like 60, 70 years of performance history in Switzerland. So that's something they can build on, and that's something that's being transformed into RDF. And they will also build a platform where this data can be accessed. Then we have done several ingests into Wikidata, partly from Switzerland, partly also from the Flanders Arts Institute. For example, Bart Magnus was involved in that. It was a driving force behind that. There's also stuff on Wikimedia Commons, but not very well interlinked with all the rest of our metadata. And obviously, by doing these ingests, we also kind of started to implement parts of the Swiss data model into Wikidata. Then one of the Canadian implementation partners is Culture Creates. They're running a platform that actually scrapes information from theater websites and inputs it into a knowledge graph to then expose it to search engines and other search devices. And there again, we kind of had to implement and extend this in ontology. And as you can see from the slide, is that there are still many empty spaces, but there's also some overlap, and an important overlap, obviously, is the common shared language, which will help us actually interlink the various data sets. What is also important, obviously, is that we are using the same base registers and authority files, and it's also a place where Wikidata plays an important role by kind of interlinking these. Now, I'd like to share the recommendations by the Linked Data Future Initiatives Advisory Committee, at least the two first recommendations. So for the Canadians, now it's absolutely crucial to kind of fill in their own Canadian Performing Arts Knowledge Graph, because unlike the Swiss Archives for the Performing Arts, they're not starting with an already existing database, but they're kind of creating it from scratch. And that's absolutely crucial to have data in there. And second, as you can see, comes in already Wikidata. Wikidata, by the advisory committee, has been seen as complementary to artsdata.ca, this knowledge graph, and therefore efforts should be undertaken to contribute to its population with performing arts-related data. And that's what we're going to work on over the coming months and years, and that's also why I'm kind of on the lookout here to see who else will join that that effort. So right now, obviously, we're saying they are complementary. So we have to think about what are the pluses and the minuses of each of the approaches. And you can see here a comparison between Wikidata and the classical linked open data approach. And I will be happy to discuss that further with you guys, how your experiences are in there. But as I see it, like, Wikidata has a huge plus because it's a crowdsourcing platform, and it's easy to invite further parties to actually contribute. On the negative side, obviously, you get this problem of loss of control. Data owners have to give up control over their graphs. Data quality and completeness is harder to track on Wikidata than if you have it under your control. Another strength of Wikidata is that it requires immediate integration into that worldwide graph, and you cannot just do it kind of reconcile step by step against other databases, which may also be seen by some as an advantage. But of course, if you're looking for integration and interoperability, Wikidata forces you to go for that from the beginning. And then, obviously, harmonizing data modeling practices is an issue in both cases, but it may seem at the beginning easier to do it just in your own silo, because at some point you're done with the task, and it will be an ongoing task on Wikidata. So when now it comes to prioritizing the data to be ingested, that's like the rules I kind of go by at the moment. First of all, we'd like to ingest data where it's unclear who would be the natural authority in the given area. So that's definitely data that will be managed in a shared manner. And we'd like to ingest data where we see a high potential for crowdsourcing approaches. We'd like to ingest data where the data is likely to be reused in the context of Wikipedia. And there's also a hope that some part of the international coordination around the whole data modeling about the standardization in this area could actually take place directly on Wikidata if it's not taking place elsewhere, because it kind of forces people to start interacting if they ingest data into the same pot. And we'd like to focus now next on base registers and authority files, because they kind of help us create the linkages between different data, and on controlled vocabularies as an extension of the existing ontology. So just two more slides. The next steps will be that we're taking the sum of all GLAMs approach, to Wiki Loves Performing Arts. So that means we're describing venues and organizations and try to push the data to Wikipedia in forms of info boxes and mbubble templates. And the other one, the other project I'm going to pursue is a cost action that we'll submit next year around that linked open data ecosystem for the performing arts. COST is a European program that supports networking activities, and the topics to be covered are listed here. Two of them I have highlighted. One of them is like the question of federation between Wikidata and the classical linked open data approaches. And the other one, I think is very important also, where we have a huge potential still, is implementing international campaigns to supplement data on Wikidata. So that's it. Thank you for your attention. Now I would like to ask my colleagues up here onto the panel. Maybe we'll get the microphone as well. Yeah. And then I would like to give you the chance to ask questions and obviously also ask my colleagues whether they have questions to each other.
Oh.
So do we have maybe a question from the audience?
I would like to ask from each of you, where would you draw the line, basically, how you would define when do you need to run your own Wikibase, and what do you want to put on Wikidata? Like, is this a clear delineation, or what is the thinking behind of putting it here or there?
Yeah, I can ask first because I have the mic. So I've been thinking that one of the issues is notability, and I'm addressing that in a different project. And I think licensing could be one, because you can apply your own terms in your own database, and then sync wherever it's possible. And then the third one is just to have it as a sandbox, prepare it for ingestion into Wikidata. Well, these are the three main things that I come up with now, but I can come up with more.
For me, rights are always going to be an issue. So if the National Library wanted to move towards Wikibase, that would enable them to continue to control the licensing for the work they've done with Māori language terms. The Kakapo database only contains data that the Department of Conservation felt could be made public. But I suspect if they see it up and running, they might be tempted to use a private Wikibase to maintain their own database, simply because of some of the visualization tools that could be applied. Might be better than the sort of Excel spreadsheet system that they currently run.
Well, I think this very much depends on the kind of data. We are with the Press Archive, of course, in a quite lucky position, in that this was material which was published. It was published at a time where it was expensive to publish. So this is quite easy. I think also projects, and this is a typical project, so it was funded for some time and then funding ended. And what happens with the data which is enclosed in some silo and some software which will not run forever. And so it makes absolutely sense in my eyes. At the time, Wikidata wasn't around, but now it is. And it makes absolutely sense for a project to early on discuss sustainability in the context of how could we put this into a larger ecosystem like Wikidata, what is really, and discuss this with the Wikidata community, what is notable and what makes sense to add this to Wikidata, and what makes sense to keep this as a proprietary form, maybe in a more simple form than a sophisticated application, but make it discoverable and make it linked to the large big data cloud instead of investing lots of money into some silo which will not sustain.
Yeah, as I said before in the project I was presenting here, like the duality is between Wikidata and classical linked open data approaches, so it's not so much about setting up a private wiki base. Like one challenge we are having, of course, in Wikidata is that when you ingest your own data there, you also have to do some housekeeping of other people actually. And that can put off people, or that also means that we will address that just step by step. So there will be at the moment a database living in classical linked open data, and we'll start interlinking it with Wikidata, and it's a continuous process to find out for which areas the master data will eventually live on Wikidata and for which areas it will actually live on other databases. Obviously, we will have challenges regarding synchronization, as we probably all have across that linked data field, where we still have to negotiate whom we trust, who has authority about what.
Other questions?
Thank you. So I'm fully agree with that issue of finding the where to put the boundary between why do we put data on Wikidata or why do we keep them and create, manage, and maintain them in local databases, and for what purposes. And I think that this is a large discussion that goes beyond just the excitement of putting data on Wikidata because it is public, because it serves humanity, because while there are cool tools and things are more complicated in real life, I think. Well, but despite this, it's quite an interesting discussion. And then this is another issue also, or another problem that is being discussed in this event in different panels. It is, on one side, have your own database, whatever the technology is, and publish things on Wikidata, or build your own system of managing, creating and managing information on the wiki-based technology. And then, well, synchronize or whatever, do the federation or things. So it's a matter of technology that is used and the fact that you use Wikidata for publishing or the infrastructure that is underneath Wikidata to create and manage your own data. So it's we had the discussion about the Wikibase panel, and will there be other discussions here, but things are on different levels, I think.
May I maybe shortly react to that discussion about Wikibase,
right,
or Wikidata? I think it's problematic that we are focusing so much on this wiki-based infrastructure, because there are other infrastructures, like in the area of performing arts. Well, we have another complementary community, which is Music Brains, that runs on their own platform that provides linked open data, and where as I understand it, there's agreement within the Wikidata community that we're not going to double all their data, we're not going to copy all their data, but we accept that they're complementary. So what will happen when we start integrating this data in Wikipedia, info boxes, for example? Will we be able to pull that data directly from their Sparkle endpoint? Or would we be obliged to kind of copy over data, and what kind of processes are involved there?
But so discussions are open, I think, because within this event you have both interest communities, those mm-hmm. that are interested mm-hmm. in Wikibase and those that are interested in Wikidata, and those that are interested in both.
Yeah, but we're not mm-hmm. going to oblige them to move to Wikibase.
No, necessarily.
Music Brains is not running on Wikibase.
No, I just wanted to say that you have separate problems, sometimes mm-hmm. interrelated, sometimes not completely mm-hmm. separated. Mm-hmm. That's, and I had another question or remark regarding the management of hierarchies in controlled vocabularies like thesaurus, like you in Finto, you do have your the places in the Maori subjects. Headings, they have to do with the management of concepts in a hierarchy. What is your take, your opinion about the possibility of managing this controlled knowledge organization systems in Wikidata?
I think in the case of Finto and Wiso places, the repository will be a collection of several sources eventually. So it is in flux anyway. So we don't have to necessarily, I don't represent the National Library, but in that possible project, we would not have to maintain an existing or fight with an existing structure. So in that sense, it is an area open for exploration.
The Maori subject headings seemed to lend themselves ideally to a Wikidata structure, but the licensing, of course, forbids that. I suspect that if the licensing were different and they were put into Wikidata, as soon as somebody decided they didn't like the hierarchy and started to change things, there would be an immediate outcry from the people who worked very hard to create that structure and get the sign-off from various different Maori that that was the correct hierarchy. So that's an issue to try and resolve.
I think in terms of knowledge organization systems, they are all different. And I'm not sure if it would be a good idea to represent different hierarchies in Wikidata as such, but it may make sense to think about overlays over the data. So to do mappings on the concept level. For example, we as a ZBW publish a thesaurus for economics, and this thesaurus has its own hierarchy, and of course it would be possible to project the hierarchy of this thesaurus into map Wikidata concepts without actually storing this kind of structure as an alternative structure within Wikidata, which would make a lot of confusion. But I think we should think of Wikidata also as a pool of concepts which can be connected on layers which are outside, and which give another view of the world, which has not necessarily to be within Wikidata.
Okay, some other questions? Otherwise, okay.
Joachim, I just wanted to follow up on that last point. So these layers, as you picture it, they would be maintained externally and somehow integrated with Wikidata from the Wikidata side, or have you thought a bit further about how that might be managed?
Actually, no. I have done experiments with SDW and Wikidata, or with GND and Wikidata, but I think this is a whole new complex thing, and so it's up to SCOS delivers a lot of common ground to do such things, but it has to be figured out.
Should take one more.
Okay. I was just wondering about the Kakapo project. Okay, so did you get any pushback from the Wikidata community about having like individual animals added as items?
Not so far.
Has anyone heard about this before? Is it not so far because no one has heard about it yet?
There's been a small discussion for quite some time now amongst people interested in this sort of thing in Wikidata, and we all seem to think that it's a natural extension of giving individual Wikidata items to a famous racehorse or someone's cat, which that's modelled pretty well. I guess just the audacious thing is putting the entire species in there, but I think it's perfectly manageable.
Don't try it with cats and goats.
Okay, I think the time is finished. Thank you very much for attending. I think the speakers will be still open for questions in the break, and have fun.
Thank you very much.